Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most practically useful topics in your GCSE maths course, approximation and estimation. Now I know what some of you might be thinking. Isn't this just rounding? Well, yes and no. Rounding is the foundation, but this topic goes much deeper. We're talking about significant figures, decimal places, estimation strategies, and if you're sitting the higher tier, error intervals and bounds. These skills show up in almost every paper, often tucked inside other questions, and examiners tell us that candidates lose marks here more often than you'd expect. So by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what to do, how to show you're working, and what the most common traps are. Let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. Rounding. The golden rule is simple. Look at the digit immediately to the right of the position you're rounding to. If that digit is 5 or more, you round up. If it's 4 or less, you round down. Sounds straightforward, right? But here's where candidates slip up. They look at the wrong digit. For example, if I ask you to round 7.348 to one decimal place, the answer is 7.3, because the digit in the second decimal place is 4, which is less than 5, so we round down. The 8 at the end is irrelevant. You only ever look at the one digit immediately to the right of your rounding position. Now let's talk about decimal places and significant figures because these are two different things, and the exam will test both. Decimal places are straightforward. You count the digits after the decimal point. So 3.14159 to two decimal places is 3.14. Easy. Significant figures are trickier, and this is where many candidates lose marks. Significant figures count from the first non-zero digit. So for a number like 0.00457, the first significant figure is the 4. To two significant figures, 0.00457 becomes 0.0046. Notice that the leading zeros are not significant, they're just placeholders. Now for a large number like 34,700, to two significant figures, this is 35,000. The trailing zeros after rounding are also just placeholders, not significant figures themselves. Here's a really important exam tip. When a question says, give your answer to an appropriate degree of accuracy, that's your signal to use significant figures, usually three significant figures unless the question specifies otherwise. Examiners award a mark specifically for the correct rounding, so don't skip it. Now let's move on to estimation. Estimation questions in GCSE maths almost always follow the same pattern. You're given a messy calculation and asked to estimate the answer. The strategy is to round every number to one significant figure first, then carry out the simplified calculation. Let me walk you through an example. Suppose you're asked to estimate the value of 19.7 multiplied by 4.2, all divided by 0.48. First, round each number to one significant figure. 19.7 becomes 20, 4.2 becomes 4, and 0.48 becomes 0.5. So our estimation becomes 20 times 4 divided by 0.5, that's 80 divided by 0.5. Now dividing by 0.5 is the same as multiplying by 2, so the answer is 160. You write this with the approximately equals symbol, that little wavy double equals sign, to show it's an estimate. The key thing examiners want to see is your rounded values written down. Even if you make an arithmetic error in the final step, you can still earn method marks for showing the correct rounding. So always write out your simplified calculation before you work it out. Now, for those of you on the higher tier, we need to talk about error intervals and bounds. This is a topic that trips up even strong candidates, but once you understand the logic, it's actually very satisfying. When a measurement is rounded, there's a range of values it could actually be. That range is called the error interval. For example, if a length is given as 7.4 centimeters, rounded to one decimal place, then the actual length could be anywhere from 7.35 up to, but not including, 7.45 centimeters. We write this as 7.35 is less than or equal to x, which is strictly less than 7.45. Why strictly less than at the top? Because if the value were exactly 7.45, it would round up to 7.5, not 7.4. So 7.45 is the upper bound, but it's not included in the interval, hence the strict inequality. The formula is simple. The lower bound equals the rounded value minus half the degree of accuracy. The upper bound equals the rounded value plus half the degree of accuracy. So for 7.4 rounded to one decimal place, the degree of accuracy is 0.1, half of that is 0.05, giving us 7.35 and 7.45. For calculations involving bounds, like finding the maximum possible area when both length and width are rounded, you use the upper bounds for multiplication and the lower bound of the denominator for division. This is sometimes called the worst-case scenario approach. Right, let's talk exam strategy. There are 5 mistakes I see candidates make again and again, and I want you to avoid every single one of them. Mistake number 1, rounding too early in a multi-step calculation. If a question asks you to calculate something and then round the final answer, do not round intermediate steps. Rounding early introduces errors that compound, and you'll end up with the wrong final answer. Only round at the very end, unless the question specifically asks you to round at an intermediate step. Mistake number 2, confusing decimal places with significant figures. These are not the same thing. If a question says 3 significant figures, do not give 3 decimal places. Read the question carefully. This is a 1-mark difference that's entirely avoidable. Mistake number 3, forgetting the approximately equal symbol in estimation questions. Examiners expect to see it. Without it, your answer looks like an exact calculation rather than an estimate, and you may lose the communication mark. Mistake number 4, getting the inequality wrong in error intervals. The lower bound uses less than or equal to, and the upper bound uses strictly less than. Mix these up and you'll lose a mark. Mistake number 5, not showing rounded values in estimation. Always write down your rounded numbers before you calculate. Method marks are generous in estimation questions. Examiners want to reward your process, not just your answer. One more tip. If a question asks you to use estimation to check a calculation, you need to do 2 things. Estimate, and then compare your estimate to the given answer to comment on whether it seems reasonable. Don't just estimate and stop there. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask 5 quick questions. Pause the audio if you want to think before I give the answer. Question 1. Round 0.00637 to 2 significant figures. The answer is 0.0064. Question 2. What is the lower bound of 85 rounded to the nearest 5? The answer is 82.5. Question 3. Estimate the value of 48.3 divided by 4.9. Round to 50 divided by 5, which equals 10. Question 4. Write 3.14159 to 3 decimal places. The answer is 3.142. Question 5. A number x is rounded to the nearest 10 and gives 60. Write the error interval for x. The answer is 55 is less than or equal to x, which is strictly less than 65. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section of the guide. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. First, rounding. Always look at the digit immediately to the right of your rounding position and apply the 5 or more rule. Second, decimal places count digits after the decimal point. Significant figures count from the first non-zero digit. Third, for estimation, round everything to one significant figure, write out your simplified calculation, and use the approximately equal symbol. Fourth, for error intervals, the lower bound is the rounded value minus half the degree of accuracy, and the upper bound uses a strict inequality. Fifth, always show your working method marks are your safety net. This topic rewards students who are systematic and careful. It's not about being brilliant at mental arithmetic. It's about following a clear process every time. Practice the worked examples in your study guide, test yourself with the retrieval cues, and you'll be picking up marks on this topic with confidence. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.